Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of Speckled Light. You might have noticed that there's no intro music in this one because I just didn't want to. Today I want to talk about something that I don't think I would be able to talk about in 15 minutes. And yet I will try. This has to do something with the influence, a major influence that I had while I was growing up. And I really wanted to talk about it, but I also wanted to talk about this other thing, which is related to this influence. So I'm going to try to do this in 15 minutes. And if it takes longer than that, it takes longer than that. I can't do anything about it. So I want to talk about country music. So when I was growing up, when I was in an age where I had a lot of questions in life about relationships, about how the world works, about how the society works, I came across country music serendipitously, to be very honest, because there was an uncle of mine who used to listen to country music a lot. And when he found out that I had interest in making music, he just gave me a CD that was lying in his car, which incidentally turned out to be all country music. And before I had listened to this form or this genre of music, I was only exposed to the popular sort of music, and mainly music that was in the Hindi language. I hadn't really heard English songs before that, and the ones that I had heard hadn't really piqued my interest very much. When I came across this CD, you know, I started listening to all of these songs, and I found them to be very unconventional, because all of these songs were about situations that I really couldn't relate to, but I could imagine happening to anybody. Now, as I mentioned in the previous episode, I had been an avid reader. I used to read a lot of books, and I was good at imagining situations, imagining characters in situations. And when I started listening to these songs like Holding You and Loving Her, songs like New Kid in Town, or songs like Evergreen Tree or Yellow, I kind of imagined all of those stories happening. And I wondered why anyone would want to make songs about this, because the kind of songs that I was used to listen to were songs that appealed to a lot of people, to mass audiences. I began thinking why a creator, why a music composer, why a singer would choose these subjects for making their songs. And I came to know that these subjects were actually things that were happening to people, that were actually things that that were a part of society that were not really talked about in mainstream media. And that was my perception at that age. Now, right now, we live in an age which we lovingly call the information age, wherein everybody knows what's happening. We all know how the society is bending and molding itself. But I come from a time where all you knew was things that were told to you, depending upon who was saying it to you. These songs became my teacher to understand and debunk society, to understand and debunk relationships. And relationships were a big part of my life back then, because when you're growing up, that's basically what you discover, and that's basically what you think about all the time. There's a lot of things that I learned from these songs, but the one most important thing was that unconventional situations and unconventional things are not as unconventional as we think they are. They're not as rare as we think they are. In fact, there's a lot of things that a lot of people are going through, and they just don't talk about it. But in these songs, they did talk about it. In fact, they sang about it. They made songs about it. And they gave me an example of how things might turn out. They gave me an example of how things would turn out or should turn out, and how I would react in those situations. They gave me that template. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was expressing yourself. Now, the way it is related to all of this is because these songs were honest expressions of people who made them, were honest portrayals of situations that they had imagined, or situations that they had been through, or situations that they had observed. The level of honesty was so high that I actually understood that there is no such thing as unconventionality. And I understood that the expression of whatever is going on in your life, whatever it is that you're observing around you, it's important because someone sitting in a small town in India is going to listen to your song and they are going to relate to it and they are going to learn from it. As I grew older, all of those songs and all of those stories that I'd heard, they helped me a lot in many, many, many unconventional decisions that I took in my life. They held my hand and they guided me through those situations. They made me feel safe and they made me feel comfortable dealing with something that nobody else around me had dealt with before and thus couldn't help me in that. And that is why expression is important. We live in a world where we are afraid to express ourselves, where we are afraid of what people might think of our true and honest feelings. There's so much hidden inside all of us. There's so much truth hidden inside all of us. But we never seem to speak it. We never seem to say it. Because we feel that when we would express ourselves, the person that we are expressing to might not like it, might not approve of it, might not accept our honest feelings. And I really don't think that thinking in that way is helpful for anyone, not the person that you're expressing to and neither for you. Because an honest expression would then lead to a situation that you would have to face, which then would translate into an experience, and that experience in turn would translate to wisdom. Not saying something to someone just because they would feel bad, not saying something to someone because it's unconventional, it's against the society, it's against your understanding of good and bad, just means that you are holding it and yet not letting it go. Because you've already thought about that. You've already felt what you need to say. You've already thought what you need to say. You're just not saying it. Doesn't mean that you aren't thinking it. Doesn't mean that you aren't feeling it. And if you are feeling it and if you are thinking it, the deed is done. Expressing yourself shouldn't be something that you're afraid of. Expressing yourself should be something that sets you free. I, in my lifespan, have said a lot of things that have hurt people. I've said a lot of things that have that has brought people immense joy. But I have always said things. I have always spoken. And maybe because of that, I have this huge bag of experiences with me, which has made me wiser, which keeps making me wiser day after day. Because I put myself into situations where in my expressions and the reaction to those expressions create some kind of unconventional situation that then I have to deal with. And I always go back to those country songs, and I always go back to that genre of music, wherein I know that this is also something that can happen. So no matter how rare your situation is, how unconventional your situation is, you can talk about it. You can express it. You can speak about it. You can turn it into art. You can turn it into literature. You can turn it into just a bunch of words like I am doing right now. But no matter how unconventional your experiences, your life is right now, there is always a way to express what you feel. Because if all of that is hidden inside you, that is going to turn into depression, that is going to turn into anxiety, that is going to turn into something that you don't want. So all I want to say is, if someone can take a situation like holding her and loving you, and make a song out of it. And when someone else listens to that song and relates to it, if someone can do that, and if that is the impact of what they're doing, then your situation, your expression has a person who's destined to hear that. Now, I know that this sentence isn't making sense because I'm speaking at the speed of thought, but I hope that you get what I'm trying to say. If you're speaking, somebody is willing to listen. Somebody always will be willing to listen, and somebody always will be willing to relate to your situation. If you don't speak out, you would feel that your situation is unique. You would feel that your situation is specific to you, and you would feel that life is unfair with you. But that's not the case. That is really not the case. We need to go out there and talk about the unconventional things happening with us. We need to speak out. We need to say so that the other people who are going through the same thing understand that they're not alone. That somebody else is dealing with the same problem, with the same situation that they are dealing with, and they would know how you are dealing with it, and they'd get inspired from it. Maybe those country songs were made for entertainment. Maybe those country songs were made. I don't know why they were made, but what I do know is when I listened to them at an age when I was vulnerable, I understood that no matter what situation I find myself in, there's always going to be some other person in the same situation as well. And they are going to be writing songs about it. So I can't just sit and cry over whatever's happening to me. I need to accept what's happening, and I need to express what's happening, and I need to give it a conclusion. Just like every song had a conclusion. I don't know whether what I've said in this episode has made sense to you, because I feel that it's, like I said earlier in this episode, that I don't think it's something that that can be covered in a span of 15 minutes. I always try to keep these podcasts short so that you could listen to it in small amounts of time. I also wanted to talk about all of this, so I had no option but to just follow my instincts, follow my gut, and just start speaking in the microphone. And that's a good example of what I've been speaking about. I want to this is the situation that I'm in, and I wanted to tell you guys about this, and I've now told you guys about this. And this might lead to something, this might not lead to something, but then it's out there now. It's not inside me. I've been struggling to make this episode for the past 2 days. I didn't know where to start, where to end. But right now I feel happy because I've almost reached the end of this episode, and I've kind of talked about what I wanted to talk about. Maybe I might elaborate on this in future episodes. Maybe I might not. But I've done what I was supposed to do. I've expressed myself, and I'm glad. And that's what I want from you guys as well. If you have something that you feel, if you have something that you want to say, say it. Say it right now. Say it as soon as possible. Because if you say it, it's out there in the universe. And it's now not in your control. It's the universe's job to take what you've said and take what you've expressed and give it a path. Again, I don't know if I'm making sense in this or not, but I hope that you get something out of this. I want to end this episode with the same thing that I've been saying for the past two episodes, because I really believe in this. If you are willing to learn, the world is your teacher. I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.